Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي Dear viewers and listeners of Madini Channel, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sustainer and the cherisher of all the worlds. Abundance of peace and salutations upon His beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. We come to you once again with another episode of this fantastic series called The Early Echo. Allahu Akbar. Please stay tuned to Madani Channel. As per routine, inshallah, as you know, we begin this program by Hamdi Bari Ta'ala, by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter, we listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darud-e Pak, as well as listening to some manaqib. And then we dive into our topic of discussion. Probably, inshallah, we will soon be connecting with a great alim, a muballigh of Da'awat Islami. And inshallah, Zawajal, he will also be joining this program, The Early Echo, as we go along in our program. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel. And for now, inshallah, before we listen to the Naati Pak, let us listen to a fragrant hadith of Mustafa, Jani Rahmat Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, with regards to reciting durood and salutations and salams upon our beloved Habib Sallallahu Alayhi Wasallam. He Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith that whenever two Muslims meet and greet each another for the sake and for the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning out of the love, due to the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make salam to each another. And as they make salam, they shake hands. And when they recite durood upon me, Allahu Akbar, before they depart from each another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this is a beautiful and a great way in getting our sins pardoned by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of this is due to sending durood, sending salams and salutations upon the cause and cream of creation, our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you want to have a blessed, a cheerful, a good day, to din ka aghaz, begin your day by giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. Begin your day by giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this act of giving charity in the path of Allah azza wa jal will get your supplications, your du'as, your lawful wishes answered. Allahu Akbar. It will get them fulfilled. In other words, jo jaiz du'ayin, jo nek du'ayin tumhari aapki ho, when you supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, this act of giving charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the reason for your supplications to be accepted. Furthermore, achhi baatein bhi to sadqa hai. Allah Allah. Even kind words, you know, kind words, words of advice, words that can comfort a person who is grief-stricken. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, this could cause comfort to him. And this is also good. This is also charity. So it does not only mean that if you have money to give, that is charity, but rather kind words, as the Qur'an Pak has mentioned. Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the glorious Qur'an, قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ يَتْبَعُوهَا أَذَى وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ حَلِيمٌ. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So even kind words, dear viewers in the Samadini channel, is also a form of sadaqah. So therefore, inshallah, Azzawajal, we shall be speaking about the wonderful and beautiful sayings of Khaja-e Khajagan, Khaja Ghareeb-e Nawaz, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. So to get more of this, inshallah, Azzawajal, you got to stay tuned to Madani channel. Let us listen to a beautiful kalam rendered and recited by Adnan Sheikh Attari Sallamahul Bari. And the kalam is, Pohchun agar Roza-e Anwar ke saamne. Sallu alal Habib, Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم
مدينة 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 پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی جالی پکڑ کے عرض کرو حال دل کبھی آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے آنسو بہاؤں میں کبھی ممبر کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے ہر دم یہ آرزو ہے مدینے کے چاند سے بستر فقیر کا ہو تیرے در کے سامنے بستر فقیر کا ہو تیرے در کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے پہنچوں اگر میں روضہ انور کے سامنے کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ کیوں روکتے ہو خلد سے مجھ کو ملائکہ اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے، اچھا چلو تو شافع محشر کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے، ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری، ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری، ہے قادری جمیل کی یہ عرض آخری، ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے، ہو قبر اس کی روزہ اطہر کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، سب حال دل بیان کرو سرور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے، پہنچو اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے، مدینہ مدینہ
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ۔ یہ جو کلام آج کا تھا، پہنچوں اگر میں روزہ انور کے سامنے، آمین اللہم آمین۔ دس از دا کیفیت اینڈ دا فیلنگز آف دا ون ہو از اباؤٹ ٹو پریزنٹ ہم سیلف ان دا کورٹ آف مصطفیٰ جان رحمت صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ظاہر سی بات ہے اس کیفیت کو ہم بیان نہیں کر سکتے ہیں، دی الاٹس آف تھنگز دیٹ یو پلان to do and to say, and you think that when you get there this is what you will intend to do or this is what you will want to do, lekin jab wahan pahunchte hain Allahu Akbar, then you cannot describe the feeling and express the feelings of being in Madinatul Munawwara, standing right before the beautiful illuminous dome of Madinatul Munawwara, which is Gumbad-e-Khazra. Allah Azza wa Jal hum sab ko مدینہ منورہ پہنچا دے اپنے حبیب کے صدقے میں۔ اللہ عز و جل فگیو اس اور میجر اینڈ مائنر سنز ایز ویل۔ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز آف مدنی چینل، انشاءاللہ عز و جل آج کا جو سلسلہ ہے اٹ از ڈیڈیکیٹڈ ٹو حضرت خواجہ معین الدین حسن سنجری چشتی اجمیری رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ، اے گریٹ ولی، اے گریٹ سینٹ آف دا چشتیہ صوفی آرڈر، a great saint and wali of his time, subhanallah, who was born in Sanjar, subhanallah, a great saint, and he has millions and billions of followers throughout the world, Allahu Akbar. And this saint, this wali-e-kamil, subhanallah, has brought about a huge change in the community, subhanallah. Today what we will be discussing is about the sayings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. However, inshallah, let us begin with the first quote and the first teaching of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, which I will be mentioning inshallah azza wa jal in today's program. And this, all of these sayings is of course to boost us, to encourage us, to strengthen our faith and iman, to strengthen our aqeedah, and to make us a better Muslim. This is the maqsad and the aim and objective of this segment, whereas we discuss the teachings of the pious predecessors. So inshallah azza wa jal, ye pyara 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 qaule Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, to chaliye sunte hain. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, a sin committed does not harm an individual so much as looking down upon one's own fellow human beings. Allahu Akbar. The reason for me to choose this was because there's abundance of nasiha and advice in this saying and this dars of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Alhamdulillah teaches us to become a human being. It teaches us not to look down upon any other Muslim fellow brother. Ki wo neecha hai, main uncha hoon, main unse behtar hoon, uske paas kam hai, mere paas zyada hai. You know, subhanallah, this is the teachings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, that never ever do this. Especially if we have this because of our culture, because of our social status, because of financial status, because of power, or whatever the reason may be. Our Blessed Father, Hazrat Sayyiduna Adam ala Nabiyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, and our beloved mother, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Hawa, Bibi Hawa, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha. And Allah Azza wa Jal says, we have then created you in various tribes, in various nations. You know, the differences in our cultures, our background, our skin color, whereas somebody is very fair, somebody is dull, somebody is brown, somebody is black. These differences that we have amongst us in terms of language, our caste, our culture, our social statuses, all of this is not to brag about our lineage. It is not to brag about our background. Ki main fala hu, main fala caste se hu, main fala caste se hu. If you are a Urdu speaking, if you come from that background, marhaba, mashallah. If you are belonging to the Memini community, marhaba. If you are Kokni, Surti, Gujarati, any background you come from, that's your caste, that's your recognition, marhaba. But why did Allah Azza wa Jal divide us into these various nations? Allahu Akbar. He Azza wa Jal further mentions, لِتَعَارَفُ, just so that you may recognize one another. Allahu Akbar. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. What we are recognized by in the sight of Allah, meaning what Allah Azza wa Jal judges us by, is not our social status. It is not what we possess. Rather, it is the taqwa and the piety which is in the heart of a believer. That is the main thing. And this is what we need to groom. This is what we need to assess. This is what we need to increase on a daily basis. This is what we need to see progressing within ourselves, is the taqwa and the piety. And this taqwa and piety refers to fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, fear Allah, just as we are abstinent from major sins, we should protect ourselves from minor sins as well. Just as we protect ourselves from doubtful things. You know, you doubt something. This is a taqwa and piety in the heart of a person, that you consistently fear Allah Azza wa Jal, whether you are in front of people or whether you are in silence, you know, whether you are in private. You should always fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform righteous deeds and control your nafs, your desires. This is the taqwa. And irrespective of your color, your caste, your culture, if you have this, marhaba, mashallah, you are doing great deed of you and listeners of Madani channel. So Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala says, do not look down upon a Muslim fellow brother. Do not look down upon one's own fellow human beings. Subhanallah. And you know, this is a very bad thing to do. This is a very bad sin to commit, when you look down upon a person. Secondly, when you do look down upon a person, usually what happens is that we take out their uyub, we take out their faults. You know, this is a very effective way of concealing one's faults. When you look down upon the person and he means nothing to you, to uske uyub ko bhi hum aam kar dete hain. We speak about his defects, his faults, we embarrass him, we speak ill, and we may ghiba and backbite about that person. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has given a very effective and a very beautiful way of concealing the faults of a person. When you decide to speak bad about a person, when you decide to point a finger at anybody, your brother, your family members, your relatives, your business competitors, your neighbors, your friends, whoever they are, he says, whenever you want to point any finger or look or speak evil things about others, فَذْكُرُ عُيُوبَكَ, before you do that, consider and look at your own faults that you have within you. There are shortcomings that we have within ourselves, and that needs to be reformed. Subhanallah. You know, this is a very enlightening, and it takes you to a different level altogether, because there's so many lessons that we can derive. You know, Hazrat Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiyya Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Aliha, look at the qawl and the saying of this pious personality, subhanallah. She radiallahu ta'ala has mentioned that a person who has the taste of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahu Akbar, jisko ye zayqa mil jaye, the one who has tasted the love of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the outcome of that person? What is the sign of this love that he has tasted? The sign of it is that he does not pick on the faults of others. Why? Because he focuses on his own faults and he is busy reforming and rectifying his own faults, and therefore he does not have the time to speak ill about others. Allahu Akbar. And this is the sign that he has tasted the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. For he does not indulge and engage himself in finding and picking on the faults of others. Why? Because he spends most of his time reforming and rectifying his own faults. Allahu Akbar. Kya pyara pyara qawl hai. Look at the sayings of the Buzurganideen, the pious predecessors. They have said these things, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, but we do not pay attention, or we do not actually focus on these Mubarak and blessed sayings. But yes, if we follow them, if we practice them, surely we will make a huge difference, not only in our home, but rather in our society. And this change is really needed, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Alhamdulillah, there are so many other sayings of Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, and this is only that one that we had spoken about, and this is about looking down upon others, and this is something that we should not do. There are many more other sayings and teachings, but inshallah, lastly, to cover up the first saying regarding looking down upon a person, also remember, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, that often we begin to speak about the secrets of others. You know, मुझे ये पता है उसके बारे में, क्या तुमको भी पता है, किसी से कहना नहीं है. इस तरह की बातें हम सुबह सुबह जब ऐसे कामों में पड़ जाते हैं ना, तो दिन की जो बरकतें हैं वो ज़ाया हो जाती है. Our duas are rejected. We earn sins from the very early parts of the morning when we indulge in such conversations and opening the secrets and faults of others. Allahu Akbar. But I leave you inshallah and we move on to the next thing with this beautiful fragrant hadith of Mustafa Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in a beautiful hadith. He said, the one, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. The one who conceals the faults of his brothers in the dunya, Allah Azza wa Jal will conceal his faults on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, I'm sure this is quite motivating and encouraging, that you and I should keep this hadith epoch behind our mind at all times, inshallah. If ever there is an opportunity for you to disclose and to open the secrets of others, then consider and contemplate and ponder over this hadith, that we have many sins as well. And there are many secrets that if that has to come to the open, if that has to be brought to the public, then we shall be embarrassed. And Allahu Akbar, just imagine on the day of judgment when you will be standing in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal before all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the awliya kamileen. Allahu Akbar, your parents, your family members, and our sins will be exposed, because we will be reading the book of our life, which is Nama ya Amal. Rasulullah s.a.w. says, man satara musliman, the one who has concealed the faults of his Muslim fellow brother. And we have this habit via the social media on Facebook, you know, one person says something, you get 9500 people saying another thing altogether, and they are targeting and tarnishing the reputation of this person. Once or twice, it's sufficient for a person to reform that person, maybe in privacy, you know, advise him not to do it. And he consistently maybe does it over and again by putting insulting pictures or comments on the groups. But what happens is that this person is then tarnished, or this person then tarnishes the reputation of others in exchange. And it goes on. The whole world is then reading and watching and laughing at these messages on the social media. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Bakhuda, it is so insulting, and we then become very personal and we start discussing personal matters on the social platform. Isse kya hota hai ki jinko nahi pata tha, unko bhi pata ho jata hai. But if you only keep in mind that, ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I also have faults, but today I'm going to try and cover the fault of this person so it does not come to the open, and you can reform and rectify that person in privacy, then what happens? Man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. Allah Azza wa Jal, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, Almighty Allah will conceal the faults of that person on the day of judgment. In other words, he will take his accountability in privacy as well, as the ulamas have explained this beautiful hadith. Inshallah, chale hum ek manqabat sunte hain phir aage badhte hain. And this manqabat is composed and written by none other than Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri At-Taradavi damat barakatuhumul aliya, mere khaja piya. Very beautiful kalam, very beautiful manqabat. Isse sunne ki saadat hasil karte hain. And immediately thereafter we will continue with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Khaja kar do karam, kar do karam, khaja kar do karam, apne kadmon mein bula khaja piya.
एक जर्रा हो अता کر دو کرم خواجہ کر دو کرم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ خواجہ کر دو کرم خواجہ کر دو کرم اللہ اکبر. What a beautiful manqabat that we have been watching and listening to, mashallah. Dear viewers, ہزاروں لاکھوں لوگ دنیا بھر سے اس وقت اجمیر میں حاضر ہوں گے. ہزاروں لاکھوں لوگ اس وقت نیت کیے ہوئے ہیں کہ وہ اجمیر شریف جانا چاہتے ہیں, خواجہ غریب نواز کے قدموں میں پہنچنا چاہتے ہیں. ہم دعا کرتے ہیں کہ اللہ عزوجل ٹیک اس آل ٹو دا شرائن ٹو دا بیوٹیفل آستانہ اینڈ دربار آف دس گریٹ پرسنالٹی اینڈ دس از دا فیضان آف خواجہ خواجگان خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. اللہ اکبر. As the poet has written so beautifully, ہمیں تو نے اپنا بنا لیا, غم دو جہاں سے بچا لیا. You know, if the one who has truly become the friend of خواجہ غریب نواز, you have become beloved to this great personality. In other words, you had followed the footsteps of خواجہ غریب نواز. So then the shed makes sense, whereas the poet says, ہمیں تو نے اپنا بنا لیا, غم دو جہاں سے بچا لیا, تیرا دست جود دراز ہے کیونکہ تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے, تو بڑا غریب نواز ہے. سبحان اللہ. یس, وی آر بیسکلی لرننگ اینڈ گوئنگ تھرو دا سینگز اینڈ کوٹس آف خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ. فردر مور, آفٹر وی ہیو انڈرسٹوڈ دا ویری فرسٹ ون وچ وی ڈسکس ٹوڈے اینڈ وی ایلیبوریٹڈ الحمد للہ آن دیٹ سینگ, وی ایز وی شوڈ ناٹ لک ڈاؤن اپون پیپل ڈیو ٹو دی ویکنیسز وٹ ایور دی ہیو, رادر ان شاء اللہ عزوجل وی شوڈ ٹریٹ پیپل ود لو اینڈ افیکشن. اینڈ دین ہیز نصیحہ اینڈ ہیز ایڈوائز اگین سبحان اللہ, ہی سیز دا بیسٹ وے آف اویڈنگ the fire of hell, the best way of avoiding, the best way of protecting yourself from the fire, the best way of receiving salvation from the hell fire lays in feeding the hungry, number one, providing water to the thirsty, number two, number three, removing the wants of the needy and befriending the miserable. Allahu Akbar. These are some ways that you can achieve and do inshallah, and by this you will receive salvation from the hell fire. Of course, these are those things that as human beings we should do inshallah, we should practice these things. Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala is astana to date feeds thousands of people, millions of people, subhanallah. This is the langare chishtiya, and alhamdulillah people actually, you know, live and survive on the langar of خواجہ غریب نواز رحمۃ اللہ تعالی. کس طرح کے لوگ آتے ہیں, کھاتے ہیں, جاتے ہیں اور محبت بھی کرتے ہیں. اسی طرح خواجہ غریب نواز gives us advice that subhanallah, that if you are looking for a way to save yourself from the hellfire, نماز پڑھیں. یس, نماز تو پڑھنا ہی ہے. دیز آر دوز آبلیگیشنز دیٹ وی ہیو نو اسکیپ فرام, وی گو ٹو ڈو اٹ بیکاز اللہ عز و جل سیز وما خلقت الجن والانس الا لیعبدون. اللہ سیز دیٹ ہی ہیز کریٹڈ ہیومن بینگز اینڈ جنز اونلی فار ہز ورشپ. وی گو ٹو ورشپ اللہ عز و جل, بٹ ناؤ ٹو ریسیو دا پلیجر آف اللہ اینڈ ٹو سیو اینڈ ریسیو سلویشن فرام دا ہیل فائر, نمبر ون ہی سیز is in feeding the hungry, providing water to the thirsty, removing the wants of the needy and befriending the miserable. Usually کیا ہوتا ہے کہ جو لوگ مصیبت میں ہوتے ہیں ہم ان سے دور ہو جاتے ہیں کہ بھائی خود مصیبت میں ہم کہاں سے اس کے جھمیلے میں پھنسیں گے, ہم کہاں سے اس کے گلے پڑیں گے, ایسا نہ ہو کہ اس کے مصیبتیں ہمارے سر پہ آ جائیں, اللہ نہ کرے, استغفر اللہ. دس از ہاؤ وی تھنک ایٹ ٹائمز, او وی ڈو ناٹ فائنڈ دا ٹائم ٹو ہیلپ دوز ہو آر یو نو اسٹرک بائی ایڈورسٹیز اینڈ کیلامٹیز. بٹ دا اسٹائل آف خواجہ غریب نواز از دیٹ جس کا کوئی نہیں ہے اس کا ہمارا داتا, ہمارا راجا خواجہ غریب نواز ہے. اللہ اکبر. دوز ہو فیل دیٹ دے ہیو نو ون ان دے لائفز, دے فیل دیٹ دے آر آؤٹ کاسٹڈ, دا کمیونٹی تھروز دیم اوے, اللہ اکبر. دیز آر دوز دین بیکم دا فرینڈز آف دا پائیس اینڈ دے اچیو دا کمپنی اینڈ دین فرام وے ٹو وے دے آلسو دین لفٹڈ اینڈ ٹیکن ٹو سبحان اللہ ٹو ڈفرنٹ اسٹیجز آف اینڈ ڈفرنٹ اسٹیجز آف سینٹلی ہوڈ سبحان اللہ. وین یو بیکم دا فرینڈ آف اے ولی, دین آف کورس دا کمپنی آف اے ولی ول آف کورس ٹیک یو کلوزر ٹو اللہ عز و جل ایز ویل. سو بیسکلی وین یو سی اے پرسن ہو از مزربل, وین یو سی اے پرسن ہو ہیز لاٹس آف کیلامٹیز, ہی از اسٹرک ود ڈفرنٹ ٹائپس آف پرابلمز اینڈ ایڈورسٹیز, You be the one that should eradicate and remove his problems, inshallah azza wa jal. You see someone who's hungry, provide him with a meal. You see someone who's thirsty, quench his thirst, inshallah azza wa jal. Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz says that this is also a way to avoid the fire of hell, subhanallah. Furthermore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, a friend of Allah, meaning a true mu'min, a true believer, must be generous like a river. Hi, 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 hi. Be generous like a river. We all get water from the river to quench our thirst. It does not discriminate whether we are good or bad, or whether we are a relation or a stranger. Whether you have any rishta or you're not, the river provides water for everybody. Likewise, you should be a generous person who, you know, showers his generosity upon everybody. In other words, we should not be misers and keep our wealth to ourselves. Spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are so many different channels and ways whereas you can help poor people. You can help people who are destitute, people who are most deserving of that money that you have. So think very wisely and spend your money in the path of Allah from which Allah has granted you. Surely you will receive the khushnudi and the happiness and the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. He rahmatullahi ta'ala says, a true Muslim must display the hospitality like the earth. Your generosity is one thing. And now he speaks about hospitality. He says, your generosity should be like the river. And as far as your hospitality is concerned, it should be like the earth. Now why did he compare this to the earth? He rahmatullahi ta'ala says, we are raised and cradled in the lap of its lap. In other words, you are created from the earth, from the soil, in other words. And you are raised upon this earth, in the cradle of this earth. But he says, Allahu Akbar, and yet it is always under your feet. Look at the hospitality of the earth, that even though we are created from the soil, it has such a great status that you are created from it. You are going to return into it. You are raised upon it. But it remains under your feet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Be hospitable like the earth. Open the doors of your generosity, meaning the doors of the heart in terms of opening, you know, becoming a generous person, helping and assisting people. Subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of the channel, we have come to the end of this program. Take care, and wherever you are, always remember and remind yourself of our missionary statement. And that is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.